that makes the thing very easy to do when you have musicians in this.
You recorded 9 songs for various positions.
Yes.
Do you have other ones you were written?
I have other songs also, but you know, when it comes to making a choice for an album, you choose the songs that have some kind of rapport with each other. So these songs all seem to fit together and seem to be the right combination.
Did you play Janis Joplin?
Did I?
It's, you had some women singer with you? One female?
Tonight? I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Well, maybe my ears are not right because I'm very nervous.
That's okay, man. Don't worry about it.
The voices in my role sometimes at the end look like female voices.
Tonight?
Oh.
Yes, well, the bass player who was to my left, he sings falsetto. He sings very high, and it sounds like a female voice. In this band, all the musicians, except for the drummer, they sing. So it's a very small, hard-working band. Everybody sings and plays.
I saw the drummer singing.
And he also played. He also sang. It was like he didn't want a microphone.
He decided to... In your early career, to sing alone.
Yeah, I always do part of the show alone. I like to be alone with the people for 15 or 20 minutes. And then I like to play with the band. I like to do both. You prefer it alone?
I was falling in love with you with your first record.
Uh-huh.
With a new record.
You didn't fall in love with it.
I was amazed to some extent, but I could not listen properly. I wanted to listen 100 times. Uh-huh. More and more. I was really,
well, you know,
so much moved.
You have to be true to what your own feelings are. And at this moment, I like to play with other musicians, and I like to enjoy the kind of excitement that a number of musicians can create on the stage. Maybe one day I'll do another record just myself and guitar.
Your first two records were before Between Love and Hate. And you knew with various positions, yeah. And between this there have been a lot of other things which I don't know. I find it very courageous to stop for 5 years and then to enter.
Well, you know,
I don't understand how it is necessary to have a group.
Well, it from my position, it's not like I stop, because I keep on playing and I keep on singing and I keep on writing and I do the things that I do. It just takes a long time to gather it all together. So at the same time, you know, I had a book come out and I had a record come out and I had a video come out and a movie that I wrote come out. So all the things that I did over those 5 years are coming out at this time. It isn't as though that I closed the door and I said I don't want to do anything. I always worked and did what I know how to do, but it just takes a long time.
But isn't it some kind of devilish drift that one always has to produce?
It's a matter of self-respect. If that's what...
You understand devilish, you know, Faust?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't feel that I overproduce. I don't feel that I produce too much. I feel that I produce just the right amount.
In 1980, you promised a live record. Did you drop the...
Yes, I did the live record. I made it, and it's completed, but my record company didn't want to put it out. Non, c'est la même compagnie, mais j'ai un contrat et je dois le disque encore. Mais ils ne voulaient pas le lancer. They didn't want to put out my live songs. They said that most of those songs were already out on records. So, but the record exists, and maybe one day it will come out.
Mm-hmm.
Is it necessary, for example, Cat Stevens, he now has brought out Footsteps in the Dark and he has included three songs which he did not done before. Do you think it's necessary that one must bring out everything?
No, you know, there's no rules in this thing, you know, if you feel you have something to say.
What I mean is your way of working. Do you need to make from each and everything which comes in your mind one song, or do you have so many hundred songs
and then
from them you say one or two?
Many things I don't do without them. I have books that I've written that I haven't published.
No, it's interesting, for example, ABBA is producing, I don't know the name of that singer, but he once said that he's not writing down anything when some idea comes to his mind, but he's just keeping it, and then after some time it just comes out.
Well, I work very, very slowly, but you know, over the years I find I have certain things finished, but by no means do I put all of them. No, I've got hundreds of poems and several books that I have not published. I'm a good boy.
Your music bears a spiritual dimension that doesn't exist in most of the production, musical production. Rock music, which once was a music of hope, now are mostly a music of entertainment. How do you react to this fact?
Well, it's true that a lot of the music today is plastic.
Yeah.
And it's true that the music is in the hands of the record companies, and that they do not encourage experiment or imaginative work.
But if you have some new wave, then you can.
But there are always groups.
You mean for people like you have created very marvelous. Work in '60s, and then the new fashions, punk, and all the things.
Yeah, they're always
interested in.
Yeah, there's always, as the Talmud says, there's good wine in every generation. There's good wine in every generation. But right now we're in a period where the companies are very, very strong, and the openings are few. It just happens to be the way it is right now.
Do you really think it is necessary to have big companies?
Necessary to have companies? Well, I can't think of any other method of distribution.
Oh, Grateful Dead, for example, they have once done their own record.
Yeah, but you still have to deal with the distributors in the marketplace. You
know? It went somewhat wrong, but this kind of reliance on the big companies.
Well, you know, you make some sort of arrangement. You can't give your whole life to a company, but on the other hand, you have to deal with the marketplace in the most effective way that you can.
Do you feel betrayed?
Not at all. Not at all. I don't feel betrayed. Things are as they are. You know, you're dealing with commercial institutions. They are devoted to maximizing their profits. That's appropriate for a commercial institution. If you can use these institutions to distribute your work, that's good. If you can't, then you've got to find other methods of putting your work out.
Of course, but interesting is that you have been a hero in your songs and your master song, for example, and you have so many people who are admiring you very greatly. And I wonder how one can go on in putting one's money and effort in each and everything, and such kind of business dealing affairs. I think the intelligent men must feel bored and...
Well, I'll tell you something.
I mean, why do you perform at all? I mean, do you achieve so much?
There are moments when you do feel bored and pissed off and tired of everything, and you feel you've betrayed yourself and you want to retire to some country place and forget about everything. But when a song comes, a real song, and when it develops and when you finish it, then there's a great desire to record it and to bring it in front of the people. It's a curious thing. It just goes with the song.
How far you can go with writing songs? Because it is so difficult to express one's mind. How far you can compose so much so that you feel satisfied? If I'm a poet for some myself, and I find it extremely difficult to write four lines. I tried to write a poem for you, and it's very meager result. But when I keep on writing, then suddenly there are maybe 36 or so strophen.
Yeah, well, that's.
And then it has no end, and then one wants to continue and continue on 100 and 200. I mean, how do you limit it?
Well, we're just little creatures in this world trying to lift our heart in song. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. There's no rules and there's no laws that regulate this whole enterprise. It's a matter of heart. One of the things of performing is that the song changes every night, and that you can bring things to it that you never thought you could bring. So you stand there in front of the people, you stand naked.
And some people said that your live performance is not necessary because they can get it on video or on a movie.
Yeah, well, nothing's necessary. You know, all that's necessary is that we eat until we die. You know, if you're going to go and look into the real necessities, we don't need art, we don't need music, we don't need anything. All we need is warmth and water and food.
And breathe.
But, you know, we have to do something between meals.
Between what?
Between eating, between meals.
Oh.
You know, so we lift up our heart.
Do you think the heart can be satisfied by music and by eating and drinking? Because your spiritual dimension is rooted in faith.
The heart can never be satisfied, but on the other hand, you don't throw it away.
You don't think satisfaction?
Well, one is never fully satisfied. One always has reservations. We are human beings, you know, and we are filled with doubts and filled with a sense of failure.
But your songs can move to tears.
Pardon?
Your songs have moved me to tears.
Me too. Me too.
And the part of the audience. The songs change from night to night.
Yes,
they change. Does the audience too? Or do you meet the same people?
Actually, audiences are very different in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
Not only are they different in different parts of the country, but depending on the weather, they're different. You know, if it's a sunny, beautiful summer day, the audience comes in a certain mood. If it's raining, if it's in the middle of the winter, or it's hard to get there, they come in another kind of mood. So it's very hard to generalize about audiences. But for instance, an audience in München, in Munich, is very different from an audience in Berlin. You know, there are characteristics of regions. But you can't depend on those things. You still go up there with every risk of humiliation, with every possibility of failure. And, you know, you do the best you can, you sing as true as you can.
Do you prefer sunny weather audience or rainy weather audience?
I would love to tour in the summer, but I always tour in the winter.
You once made a song, it did some good, it did some harm. It was about your heroin?
Yeah, it was about heroin.
Oh. But you're now not turning on.
I found a silver needle, I put it in my arm. Oh. It did some good and it did some harm. Oh. The nights were cold and it almost kept me warm. And that was fun too.
Do your songs touch the younger generations?
I find there are always young people in the concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, thank you. I find that there was a wide range.
When there are many new groups discovering your songs.
That's true.
And reclaiming of your songs.
Mm-hmm. There's Nicolas Cage, and there's Joy Division, and there's Sisters of Mercy, and there's another group that just did Suzanne.
Smears.
What is that?
Smears.
Smears?
Smears.
Yeah.
Smears.
Yeah, there's a number of groups that are doing my songs again. That's very nice.
You're admiring one songwriter. I have not listened to any record from him. Very strange name.
David Blue?
Breath Like Fetus or something like that. Mm-hmm.
No, breath, a fetus on your breath. Fetus is a...
You dedicated some of your various position music to him?
No, I didn't dedicate it to him, but I met him in London. He's a young man. I don't know what his real name is, but he's singing.
No, really?
I don't know what his real name is. His singing name is Fetus on Your Breath. Fetus is Fetus. Solalan. Fetus on Your Breath. Fetus Solalan.
How far is you influenced in your singing when you think of Bob Dylan?
Well, Dylan is a great presence, and everybody in some sense is influenced by him. I feel I've influenced him also. You know, thanks a lot. He's a great singer, but he's Picasso. He's the Picasso of the song. I'm the Matisse.
In your former records, the woman seemed to have a big importance to occupy some place and in a various position in song. You seem to address more than a kind of transcendent interlocutor. More than a woman.
That's true. The last two records have not really been addressed to women. That's very true.
Does it mean the end of the reason?
I hope not.
I hope.
Are you married with children?
Pardon?
Are you married? I mean, do you have one woman and two girlfriends?
Well, I don't want to talk about my personal life, okay?
When you deny yourself on stage as an old man with an electric guitar, what does it mean? You are very ironical with yourself.
Well, I have a beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
And I am old, and not too old.
Are you really old?
Not too old.
So.
No, I don't really think so, but you know, everybody I talk to is 30 years younger than me.
How old are you?
50. So, you know, sometimes just as a joke, I present myself as an old man. I don't really think that. Anybody with an electric guitar in their hands feels 70 years old.
If you are old, everybody's old.
I take everybody with me.
Je pose la question en français, mais vous pouvez répondre en anglais. Il y a un autre aspect qui a disparu de vos chansons, en tout cas des discrétions, c'est l'aspect politique, il n'y a plus de citation.
You are more allegorical than political.
Well, I'm very confused about politics. My feeling is that power, that anybody in power occupies power, and that power defines the politics. That there's no real party, there's no real program, there's no real platform. There's nothing really being offered to people from a political point of view but order and taxation. So I don't see a political invitation. I don't see a political temptation. I'm not tempted to present myself in political terms right now. I think of myself as the leader of a government in exile, and that maybe at my better moments I represent some kind of political values that might be worthwhile, but I don't really.
Do you think it is necessary to
handle on the political situation?
Do you think it is necessary for a writer to be in government?
Only if he's power crazy like I am.
The song I'm the Captain, is it a different song?
It's a song about autodefense, self-defense.
It's an allegory? but we can read the political song.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like a violin moment, you know, that there are many harmonics. I mean, you can read it in the way that you want to read it, but as I designed it, I designed it as a song that says, this world is a butcher shop. And when you recognize that this world is a butcher shop, then it becomes important that one realizes the values of self-defense. Mm-hmm. That you can't take a position where, like, we're all brothers, it's all good, it's all kind, let's go with the flow, you know. There are things, there are precautions that you have to take, otherwise you're going to get creamed. So in that song, the captain is saying, look, you know, there's no decent place to stand. There's no political party that is moral. I mean, all of us are eating off the backs of other people, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is. Yeah, of course it is.
One German poet once says that one's brain is like a mountain and one is discovering so many diamonds. And,
well, that's just a nice idea. The Germans are always involved in this kind of idealistic representation, but I think you know.
But you said that you left your diamonds behind.
Yeah, I left my diamonds behind. I lost them. I didn't leave them behind, I lost them.
Did you ever think to perform with other people like they have done in UP with this Christmas song for Ethiopia or some other beneficial purpose?
They didn't ask me.
You're not British?
No. They didn't ask me. If somebody would ask me to perform with them, I'd have to, you know, consider the invitation, but up to now nobody has asked me to perform with them. I'm on the outside of this situation.
But I think
you're outside because you were a jacket, a dark jacket on stage?
Well, I don't know, you know, I have not received many invitations by other musicians to perform with them or work with them or, you know, sign my names to anything. Any time I do receive an invitation, I would consider it carefully.
But it's true that you want to put in this shadow minister cabinet?
Yes, I was asked to be the permanent advisor to the Ministry of Tourism of a revolutionary government. Unfortunately, the leader of that government was hung by the country that he was trying
to. So he selected you?
Hmm?
I mean, it's very strange that a Muslim is selecting a Jew.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
You don't have any problems with your Jewish face? You don't feel difficulties with Germans? You have written a book,
Flowers for Hitler.
Very strange topic.
Yeah.
I am a hope family. Do you consider that movie as a clip?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I consider it as a failure, actually. I tried to do one or two things, but it was, I didn't really know much about the medium. And I kind of lost control of it. It's all right.
I think it's half a film.
It has some moments, yes, you know, yes. But it's not really what I wanted. But a lot of people like it. It's the kind of life entertainment, and I'm happy that some people like it.
Do you think that the clip is compatible with the song, with all the images suggested?
Yeah,
I'm
not convinced that it's necessary, the whole video. The whole video situation. I just made a video, a little clip.
Yes.
In fact, it was nominated for the award at MIDA just the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't win, but it was second. There were three nominated. It was Duran Duran and Elton John and my clip that was made by Dr. Wieserman. We didn't win, but.
It was rather different than
we were now. You know, it's a beautiful little clip. I hope you can see it.
Vous avez vécu longtemps en Europe. Vous avez vécu longtemps en Europe.
De temps en temps, j'habite ici.
Maintenant, vous vivez à New York?
Je ne sais pas exactement où je vis, c'est un problème. Je vis entre Montréal et New York.
Mais est-ce que vous...
Je vis dans un avion.
Vous suivez ce qui se passe en Europe? Vous avez gardé des otages?
Oui.
Ça bouge pas mal en Europe, même.
You're going to Switzerland?
Hein?
Are you going to Switzerland?
Switzerland, yeah. I go to Switzerland. Lausanne.
We are from Bern.
Yes.
We're preparing your concert.
Well, please help me. Say good things about
me. When you're a bad boy, it's better to say bad things about you.
I'm a very bad boy. it's going okay. You mean for me personally, or just general, la situation générale, ou quoi?
Oui, je pense qu'il se passe beaucoup de choses maintenant. Je pense que vous avez habité l'Europe, donc peut-être ça vous pose des questions. Il y a beaucoup de bombes ces temps en Europe, par exemple. Peut-être vous gardez un bon souvenir, un meilleur souvenir.
I feel very good being here in Europe. I feel. I don't know, because my parents were European. Mm. I don't feel like I'm in a foreign place. I feel okay. Mm.
You were touring Germany in the time when you were hitchhiking around?
Germany? Yeah, I've been around.
Isn't it true that you were influenced by the beatniks?
Yeah, I was a beatnik.
And you were touring in those days?
Yeah, I was moving around.
I mean, in Germany?
In Germany, yeah, everywhere. All over Europe.
Parce que vous pouvez, on en a déjà un petit peu parlé, mais
ouais.
Vous pouvez imaginer le public qui vous attend à Lausanne. Vous avez déjà
donné ça, c'est difficile. Ça, c'est difficile d'imaginer le public. Mais c'est toujours une surprise, vraiment. C'est toujours quelque chose de nouveau. On est sur la scène. Voilà, les gens, on ne peut pas faire bruit, les gens ne peuvent pas faire bruit, c'est toujours différent. Et il y a beaucoup de variables.
Do you think there are any very beautiful results from your songs regarding the friendship of Israel and Germany visible? For example, you've given so many interviews to German top musician newspapers and so on, celebrate partly. Isn't it?
Well, I have to give.
A message also.
You know, I don't.
International love and.
I don't know if I have any message. I'm just a man who's trying to survive. You know, I have to give interviews because I haven't been around for a long time. And it's necessary to indicate to the public that I'm here. Otherwise, no one will come to the concerts. No one will know.
And Donovan coming after so many years, and then still a few hundred people are coming.
Well, if I wouldn't speak to journalists, I don't think nobody would know about it. You know, you have to participate.
The books are in so many shops.
You have to participate in the. Mechanics of the enterprise, and you know, for me, interviews are often a social occasion. You know, I meet people.
Isn't it a kind of Western game? I mean, slapstick, some kind of tricky, like.
I don't think so.
No?
I try to be straight.
No, I don't mean negative. Some kind of brick breaking. In those days of the Beatles, when the press was moved up to the beautiful people, and then everybody was making jokes and this and that, and your humor is very subtle.
I don't know. You know, I don't have the view of a sociologist. You know, I just try to look for my songs, and I try to find them, and I try to make them, and then I try to sing them. It's a very simple process. You know, I don't have a large view of where I stand or who I am or what I'm doing.
Mm.
Could we have one last quick question? Aren't your lyrics becoming harder to understand? And don't you need a kind of medium between you and the public?
That's what you guys are for.
Yeah.
So please help.
Okay. but you have the feeling that your texts become harder now? I think in various positions, I think the texts are more difficult than before. Mm. There are many biblical references and things like that. And maybe you find the intermediary between you and the audience is important.
I haven't looked at it that way, but I can use all the help that I can get if you can help me make it clearer, or if you have some insight into the text. I would appreciate it if you would make it clear.
Do you like this? It is this road. That is his last question, no, but I'm permitted also to have one piece. He is the boss of the gang.
Good. No, I'm the boss of the gang, but he will go on all night, but he has to do a show tomorrow.
Well, I should get my way. One last question. How many gurus did you meet?
How many
gurus?
Almost everybody you meet can teach you something. Yeah.